It's the summer holiday season with Cape Talk,
your number one news and talk station.
Just over a week to go until schools reopen. And reading the papers yesterday, I saw a stat that there were 30,000 Gauteng learners who had applied for places in grade 1 and grade 8, still without a place for the new academic year. And I thought best we check in with our own province to find out how things stand in the Western Cape, talk a bit about preparations for the school year, and also share some info for those who might want to follow up on disappointing matric results. On the line with me is our MEC for Education in the Western Cape, Debbie Schaefer. Debbie, Happy New Year to you. Thanks for joining the show today.
Hi, pleasure. And Happy New Year to you too.
What are the stats at this point? How many children in the Western Cape are still looking for places either in grade 1 or grade 8?
Well, in all the grades, we still have about 11,200 that are not placed. Grade 1, around about 3,200, and grade 8, 4,401 to be precise. So we're frantically trying to find places for them.
Okay, now is it simply a result of over-demand for particular schools? Is it a case of parents having left it too late to apply? What has happened?
No, generally, you've got people who have applied in time, and we still, it's a bit of an anomaly because we have places available in some places, but they're not necessarily in the places where people want them. So sometimes sometimes we haven't got enough in general, sometimes we haven't got enough in particular areas. So it varies place to place, but overall, our biggest demand is in grade 1 and grade 8, as well as also quite a few in grade R that we aren't able to accommodate necessarily because it still isn't compulsory as such.
Right. Now, let's talk about the areas. Are there particular sort of parts of Cape Town and its surrounds that are in particular crisis mode with huge numbers of pupils needing to be placed?
We generally have certain areas that are more of hotspots than others. There's no in the metro where we're having difficulties. I know areas like Dunoon, that side are always busy, Mitchell's Plains busy, very stressed. I know even in this sort of deep south, there's quite a lot of demand for places there. So those are generally, it's mostly in the metros. Yeah, in Killarney area also we have quite a high demand.
Now, what is the strategy for parents who haven't received a confirmed offer of a place from a school and are wondering what to do? Who do they make contact with? What's their next step?
They need to make contact with the district first. Well, first of all, let us go to the school. If the school cannot help, then they should go to the district office. Our directorate is going to be ensuring better, good communication with the schools, and they will be designating two people in the department for the different areas for people to contact. And I've asked that they make sure that those details are put on the website. We will shortly also be adding a little block on our website page for admissions where parents can get all the information.
Okay, now let's talk about, besides the issue of finding places for the pupils, the other preparations that go into a new school year, the likes of getting textbooks delivered, seeing that the buildings themselves are ready. How confident are you feeling that it'll be all systems go next week?
Look, I mean, we always do what we can, but it's an ongoing problem to try and ensure that we have sufficient classrooms given the budget constraints that we're facing, as well as sufficient teachers. So we've put in orders for mobiles since July last year already. Some of them have been finished, some of them aren't quite finished. We are hopeful that all our accommodation that we have requested will be in place by the end of Feb, which is still not ideal. But we've done everything possible. We also had to try and order new mobiles towards the end of last year, which is when the first time that some additional budget became available as a result of the savings that we have been able to make in the department. So these things don't happen overnight. You know, you kind of think it's a mobile, you can just order it and it'll be there tomorrow. It takes quite some time to actually get them delivered, and then they have to be then, you know, erected properly and so on. We're also trying a new system. We're trying a pilot with a different type of building material where it's not actually a mobile classroom, it's actually a permanent classroom, and it's a much quicker way of doing it. So we're also trying that to see if we can improve on delivery of that. But it's an ongoing challenge. And the biggest problem, you know, is we don't always know who's going to arrive at the beginning of the year who maybe hasn't applied. And then we, of course, then have to run around trying to find place for them too.
Okay. Now, Debbie, before we let you go, I'll run our listeners through the details for matric remarks, etc., after our news diary in a few minutes, so don't worry about that. My question was, and I know it seems ridiculous to be talking about the 2018 school year and then ask you about 2019, but the fact is, parents do need to start thinking about next year as well. If they have a child who's going to be going into grade 1 or grade 8 in 2019, the window period for applications opens pretty soon, doesn't it, if it's not already open?
Yes, no, it's not quite yet, but yes, it is. We're really trying very hard to ensure that we get applications in as soon as possible. I think it'll be by March. We will issue a statement shortly on that to try and make sure that we get all the information captured on our school admissions systems to try and ensure that we then tell people who have got in and those who haven't got in a lot earlier. We're also asking parents to please make sure that if they get more than one, you know, acceptance, that they make the decision as quickly as possible so that they can say, my child will be going to that school, and then tell the other schools, no, we aren't accepting those places. Because we do find some people get accepted at more than one school, and then it looks like there are fewer places available than actually are. Mm. So we're also going to be quite insistent on that this year. If people don't make a decision by a certain date, we are then going to make a decision for them.
Debbie Schaefer, thanks for the update. Our MEC for Education in the Western Cape. So please be mindful of that, particularly if you are sitting with a child who is in grade 7 this year or in grade R this year. Be mindful of the fact that you need to start making plans for next year's schooling in the first quarter already. Good luck to all of those starting this new school year next Wednesday. Of course, we'll continue to touch base with the MEC and her department over the next week, checking on things like vandalism updates and seeing if that figure of 11,000 2,200 hopefully drops over the next couple of days.